Today we will find out all about FinFest. July 22nd to the 30th at the Greater Cleveland Aquarium, and senior aquarist Ray Popick joins us this morning. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So how are the fish doing today? How are they?
Everyone's swimming in the upright position, and the water's on the inside of the exhibit, safe. Well, so that, doing good so far.
Two things you need to check every day, I guess, supposedly, right?
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about what you do there as the senior aquarist.
So as an aquarist, it's basically the aquatic equivalent of a zookeeper. So our job is to basically keep the animals healthy, and that entails doing appropriate feeding regimens, maintenance on the exhibits, as well as on the filtration and life support. A big difference between us and a zoo is the air that the elephants breathe is free, whereas I have to provide all the atmosphere our animals live and breathe in. And then on top of that, we work with our veterinarian to make sure they all stay nice and healthy. If there's any injuries or issues with our quarantine animals, we can take care of that.
Is it simply a matter of pumping air into the facility, or do you have to do something special with it?
We've got whole life support operations, filters and pumps, different varieties for different aspects and applications.
You've got an event coming up called FinFest, July 22nd through the 30th. What's going to take place different that we would not normally see at the aquarium?
So FinFest is going to be a top-to-bottom celebration of elasmobranchs, which is a fancy word for sharks and stingrays. So we're going to be extra heavy focus on all of our sharks and stingrays in the building. Additional talks from myself and the other aquarists, educating our guests on the animals we have in captivity and both how they survive and do in the wild, as well as extra activities like our shark tooth ID guides. We'll be working on those with the kids and guests that come in. We've got shark-oriented arts and crafts. We'll be doing some puzzle prizes and drawings and some extra sharks trivia around the day.
What sharks do you have at the aquarium?
We have five different species of shark. We've got one small spotted bamboo shark. We've got a black-nosed shark. The big showstoppers are our sand tiger sharks. We've got four big ones of those. They range from about 8.5 to 10.25 foot long. We've also got sandbar sharks and nurse sharks.
Ray, if you put a shark in some water and you put a person in the water near them, will the shark leave the person alone? Is there a tendency to attack? How would you describe it?
No, I would say most of our sharks are pretty indifferent to us. If you're out in the wild, sharks are somewhat curious and inquisitive about what's going on in their surroundings. They will come check things out, but most of the time we are far too large for them to be interested in as far as a food item goes. We're more of a safety threat and a concern to them. They're not quite sure what to do about us. Like for our scuba divers, for example, they just consider us big, clumsy, noisy fish underwater blowing a bunch of bubbles.
Why do you think people are so fascinated with sharks? I don't think there's any doubt about that. Why do you think it is, though?
It's good and bad, and it's some Hollywood romanticism. It's a little bit of sensationalism from things like Shark Week. A lot of our guests do come here, and when they see our shark feed, they're expecting this big Shark Week feeding frenzy, air jaws kind of thing, and it's really not that at all. It's a far more tame, calm thing than most of them are anticipating. So I think it's just a lot of sensationalism from movies and TV.
I think the teeth sometimes have a part of it, too. It's interesting, we see a lot of the underwater creatures. Not all of them have sort of the teeth that we kind of associate with shark, though.
Yeah, that's true. There's a certain primal instinct, I think, in most animals, including people, that, things with big, sharp, pointy teeth are things to be avoided. So, when you see, like, for example, our sand tigers, they've got this big, gnarly mouthful of teeth that are just kind of permanently stuck in the open position, so they're always on display. And it's a little intimidating to look at. A lot of people ask us, how we train our sharks to avoid the divers that we have in our exhibits. We've got scuba divers in there all the time. And I just tell them, we don't. We train the divers to avoid the sharp end of the sharks.
That's good, yeah. Well, but I'm sure that's kind of a unique thing. Do you ever get a chance to get in the water through any of the responsibilities you have?
I do. All of our aquarist staff are all certified scuba divers, and we're all required to get in our exhibits at least once a month. I wish I had more time to get in there more frequently than that, but yeah, at least once a month I am in the shark exhibit.
Are you there when the patrons are there too? I mean, or is that after hours kind of a thing?
No, it's all during hours. Okay. We do a little bit of work in the morning before we open up in some of our smaller exhibits, but the bulk of our diving and our shark exhibit goes on during operational hours, so the guests get a chance to see it. Our dive team gets in four times a day. They'll do a big window cleaning for the first thing in the morning to make sure all the windows are clear of any debris and dust. Then they'll get in and they'll do what we call a full face mask interactive dive show. So they've got this really awesome full face mask that's got a microphone built into it and these underwater earphones, so they can actually talk to the guests through the window. Kids love it. We can actually, they can ask questions directly to the scuba diver while they're underwater. We do that, then they take lunch, then they get back in and do another one of those shows. And then after that show is done for the second time, they'll get back in and do a maintenance dive where they're scrubbing algae off the walls, vacuuming the gravel, a lot of stuff that you would do in a home fish tank, just on a much, much bigger scale.
Ray, can you tell us something about sharks that we might find quite unusual that we might not know?
A couple things. I would say a lot of people are not aware that sharks don't have a single bone in their body. They're what we call cartilaginous fish. So instead of bones like you and I have, they have all cartilage. Their entire skeleton is made out of cartilage. That includes their teeth. Even though the teeth are hard, they're still just cartilage. So it's just like what's in your nose or your ears. And then on top of that, a lot of people don't realize how many teeth a shark loses. So if you ever look at a shark, you can see those rows and rows of teeth in there. It's kind of like a big conveyor belt. Over the course of a shark's lifespan, they can lose tens of thousands, up to 30,000 or so teeth a year in a lifespan. So just constantly falling out of the front. So as they get dull, they get used. There's a new row of nice sharp teeth that are ready to come up and be used. And a neat bonus to that is actually our scuba divers in our exhibit here find the old teeth on the bottom all the time. They're just scattered about the place in the sand bed, and they're constantly pulling up teeth that we can give out to the guests as free souvenirs.
I'm looking at your FinFest schedule, and one of the things you have is Shark Tooth ID. What takes place? What does that entail?
We're going to have a collection of shark's teeth, both from our animals and different species that we don't have on display. And we'll have those out on display for guests and explain what the differences are in them and how you can look at them and identify them. So if you were out in the wild and found a tooth on the beach or something, you'd have a better guess as to what type of tooth it came from.
We're talking today with Ray Popick, who's senior aquarist at the Greater Cleveland Aquarium. They've got their FinFest, the Spotlight on Shark FinFest, July 22nd through the 30th. And this is something for all ages. I mean, but I guess a lot of times there's kids that come loving through. You even have storytelling going on. Captain Neo is his name, right?
Yeah, Captain Neo. He is our in-house mascot. He's an old-time boat captain from the lakes. So he likes to come in, and depending on the time of the day, he's either very friendly with the kids or he likes to poke fun at the adults during our adult swim events. But he does a really great story time with the kids during the weekdays.
And you have a mascot named Finn. This is a shark mascot? Or
yes, that's our shark mascot. So he'll be around all week interacting with the guests, taking pictures, showing them neat, interesting things around the building.
Now, when was it that you became fascinated with this sort of life, underwater life, that this is something that you were going to make a career out of?
I'd say all the way back to being a kid. You know, we always had a pool in the backyard, or I was a pool rat at the city pool, and we had a boat. We'd go out on the lake, and so just always around water. The ocean as a kid in the summer, we'd go down to visit my grandfather in Florida. And then, of course, we had SeaWorld back here. I grew up in Bedford Heights, so SeaWorld was right around the corner. We used to go there all the time. I was fascinated with the underwater sea life there, so I got into college and said, yeah, this is what I want to do, and then SeaWorld closed. And I said, okay, well, I'll go keep doing this. I just have to go somewhere else.
And then suddenly there's an aquarium in Cleveland that was just a thought at one time, and now it's there, and people are coming to enjoy a lot of the aquatic life. And again, FinFest runs July 22nd through the 30th. How do people go about getting tickets for this, or what's the situation for that?
You can buy tickets in advance on our website. That's greatercleavandaquarium.com. There's links to ticketing on there, as well as all of our social media, or you can buy in person once you get here.
Any tips on taking photographs in the aquarium in there? You got glass and stuff. Is there any way for people to get, because you go there and you think, I'd like to capture this experience and be able to see it later. Is there any tips for that?
Yeah, you can get really good photographs here at the aquarium. Our one rule inside the building, though, for photography is no flash photography. That can tend to spook some of the animals with the flashes, but in all honesty, it also ruins a lot of the pictures because you get a big glaring reflection of your own flash coming right back at your camera.
Right.
So it just takes a little bit of patience, that's all. Steady hand, a little patience, waiting for the animal to come in the right angle for your photo, and you can get some really good shots here.
Sounds great. Again, FinFest, July 22nd through the 30th at the Greater Cleveland Aquarium. Our guest this morning, Ray Popick, senior aquarist. Ray, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
You too.